Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help,
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith, an international
call. Hail, hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Interface complete.
The lull of the world will come. Nascent dreams and fantasies open the door to freedom. Hush, baby, hush. Let the tears flow evenly in the apex of your mind and feel the light through your spine. Think upon those things that make us human. Think upon those words that turn us against one another. Think about those instants when change soars into the sky, when you feel limitless, impervious, So, next time you curse the world, remember that you are part of it. Remember your significance in the eyes of the beholder. Then, and only then, will you be able to think of beauty. But right now, hush, and think upon those things.
Ascending Marwa, right there, people. Ascending Marwa, a.k.a. Miss Soul Poetry. And, yeah, man, you know, nigga pissed off right now, so I had to go ahead and think upon some things, you know what I'm saying, for some shit get fucked up. and it's got to do with what the hell the title of this motherfucker is. And, yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, I thought you was me.
Hello.
I try to tell people when they're going, aren't you?
How you doing?
What's happening?
What's happening? I'm running about. You know I got to call in to listen to you.
I can hear.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
shopping away.
Go.
Yes.
Two donuts. Oh. Thank you.
Hold on. I'll be right back. Sorry.
Alrighty then.
Sorry.
Did you have
a burner grocery list, people. I'm burner grocery list. Right. All right, people, today is almost 9/11. Will you burn the Bible Thursday?
No, I would not.
Controversial show today, you know what I'm saying? What we talk about is for all you punk-ass religious fanatics out there that take religion in your congregation into your own hands, instead of in the direction that in most people's eyes would be in a non-religious way, and burning any religious books, no matter the beliefs, is a motherfucking sin and a great disrespect to the people's faith, you know what I'm saying, and the followers of that faith. So that's what we talking about today, you know what I'm saying, because this old punk-ass motherfucking preacher keeps finding himself to make it into the motherfucking headlines for burning the goddamn Quran. You know what I'm saying? On the motherfucking, this Saturday, or in celebration, or remembrance, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, of 9/11. You know what I'm saying? The past tragic events that happened at the, towers, where our own American government, you know what I'm saying, assisted by other stupid people in the goddamn world to keep a goddamn veil over your faces and believe you believing in the bullshit, knock down some goddamn financial institutions. That's all the motherfucking Twin Towers was financial institutions that they had to knock down to cover up all their illegal activities that they had going in and out that motherfucker on a daily basis. That's the American way. But because people don't want to do their research, they want to go and believe and run to their pastors and all these fake, false-ass motherfucking prophets, then we left with all this old bullshit. And then we got the media motherfucker trying to hype it up to start a goddamn religious war. And this is in this little punk-ass motherfucking town, you know what I'm saying, with El Preacher Nobody. So I'm finna look up his number if I can motherfucking call his ass up. And we gonna actually try to find and talk to this old dumbass motherfucker, because shit just pissed me off. The way people is using religion, you know what I'm saying, to do population control. Now, that's all this shit is. It's population control. Population control equals mental mind control. If I can sit up here and control your mind, especially through religion, and I got you motherfucking burning Bibles? Come on, man. The exact same thing that's in the Quran is the exact same thing that's in the Holy Bible. Everything is always worded different. Just like you got a King James Version, you got an American Version, you got a fucking Canadian Version. Everybody got their version of how they feel religion is supposed to be. Or how they feel you should be practicing. But just like I say, that's a feeling. And I don't give a fuck how you feel. I'm a practice, I'm a worship, and I'm a do me. And I advise you to do you. But we got a problem, people. We got a real big problem. But when motherfuckers like this are starting to get headlines, shit becomes very dangerous. You know what I'm saying? And it's because of the media that pushed this shit to the escalation of a fucking holy war, which half of these motherfuckers ain't even holy. You know what I'm saying? Don't even believe in the religion. Just believe in the destruction that it can cause. And that's why we got this old false-ass motherfucker. Let me look this shit up. Burning Bible. Burning Bible preacher. Let's see here. Because, you know, the church got a phone number. Even if he ain't got a phone number. Let's see here. Members only Bible burning. The local preachers holding a Bible burning. Burning all non-King James versions of the Bible as well. Oh, that's crazy as hell.
Sure is.
There we go. In recognition of the first law of the universe. Canton, North Carolina church plans Halloween. No, that was... And this is... Evil Uncle Ben did this shit, though. This was Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Canton, North Carolina, who planned an absurd Bible, book, and music burning on Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you even practicing Halloween anyway? You're supposed to be so holy rolling. It's a paganistic holiday. I mean, duh, you don't see nobody dressing up like Jesus on Halloween, do you? That shit's weird. Let's see, burn another copy. Here we go. Burning the Quran. Let's see. I don't want to read comments. Where is it? I know they got the full article on the shit. Burn the Quran. By a burning bush. No. Right. I'll tell you what. Let me. I want to find this article real quick. I got to find this contact information. I want to find this contact information real quick. So, while I do that, go ahead and play y'all a little song real quick. Get you moving in the grocery store.
party in the club, hands on up. Button by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six six, it's party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Button by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six six, it's party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star. Dude, take it fast like she's driving in a NASCAR. Club, dumb rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. Give it what's up, get a record sweating armpit. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Make it go wild, hide you like a sun kiss. Get a giddy drop, no hit him with a two-step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Scoring real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Climbing to the top, check the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Hey, shells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet seat contest. Party stays live, yeah, we party to the sun hit. Yo, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real flat. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at a G, yeah, she really want me. This is 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring back stacking, Sack King Mackin. US to gear up, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Keep in my bird, get them cold 16. You addicted to my speech, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big hero bus. Ching ching partner, German Rockwilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gonna stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Never been a club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rose, low, hit me back, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six niggas going like Mossville D. Hit me, say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails on Mackin. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six niggas girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
All right, none of this shit still says what address that's. So hold on, 1 second.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute? Sunshine.
Dove World Church. That's the name of the place, Dove World Church. Let's see if we can go ahead and get some numbers up here real quick and get them on the phone. I don't even want to talk to the motherfucking preacher personally, you know what I'm saying? He already showed. He's a complete asshole and dummy. Now, what is surprising about this, and what they ain't saying in the headlines and shit, too tough. Shouts out to Side Knight. Got to run out to the store. You'll be back. Is that the dude's own daughter, you know what I'm saying, is saying that the dude is running a cult. He ain't running a church. He's running a cult. And the rules that he follow by, he don't let, you know what I'm saying, outsiders just come in. He keep the doors closed and shit. You know what I'm saying? He keep things that he talk about in the church, you know what I'm saying? He keeps it to them. So that's running the cult, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
His own daughter admitted to it. So this is tell us about the church. Dove World Out. It's not even a church. Dove World Outreach Center. So that is not a church. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me get into this. This is in Gainesville. That's where the church is located, in Gainesville, Florida. And let's see here. Yeah, it's a lot of it's a lot of misdemeanors, man. Y'all motherfuckers are sick, boy. Great to have people in this world, man. It's very misunderstood, uneducated. I just want to believe what the next man says instead of doing the goddamn research type of people on this motherfucking planet. You know what I'm saying? Like I said the other day, a Chicken Little fucking story. Sky is falling. The sky is falling. You know what I'm saying? And come find out, you know, this is some bullshit. All right. I need contact them folks. You know, my thing is, if he burning the Bible, you know what I'm saying, and isn't that the same? Because the people hold the Holy Bible just as precious as they hold the American flag. Okay, so if you burning a Bible, that means you in essence are burning their motherfucking flag. You might as well say you burning the Muslim flag. I mean, because if they turn around and they start burning Christian Bibles over there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to think about, well, personally, who the fuck would care? I wouldn't give a damn. Use that bitch for motherfucking firewood. Burn that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't understand the words in the book, what the fuck does the book do for you? If you don't read the book, what the fuck does the book do for you? You know what I'm saying? This motherfucking dude ain't even read the Quran. That is one of the biggest problems. He ain't even read the book. He don't know even what's in it. He don't know what's in it, what's the words, what it's about. All he knows is from the motherfucking media that he done watched on TV or done listened to on TV and has never interacted with anybody himself personally. From the Muslim community. For him to make some motherfucking actions like that, that is complete bullshit. Now, if you doing it, the motherfucker try to drum up attendance for your church or to drum up motherfucking attention for your church, then, you know what I'm saying, you still fucked up. I mean, you still, that's the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? The Lord did say it's going to be false prophets. So, period. You know what I'm saying? That's it. He said it, and it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Let me try fucking Google, man. I'm going to Google this motherfucking dude. Because the standard little search engine just ain't giving it justice. But you know, Google, Mr. Tell-All, they gonna put it out there. I told you. They're going to put it out there. They're going to put 189,000 results. Should the media be covering this shit? Hell no. Nah. You got American extremists. Yeah, you got motherfucking... Man, let me see. Welcome. Bam. There we go. Contact. contact information. And it keeps taking us back to that same bullshit, man. What the fuck, man? I'm getting aggravated. I'm getting aggravated, people. Motherfucker keep taking you back to the same bullshit. I mean, what kind of church got a Facebook? You know what I'm saying?
No, wow.
Why do you have a Facebook? And this was planned through the Facebook. I mean, people just taking this Facebook shit to heights unfucking parallel, man. Like, goddamn. And Twitter, like the dude fucking tweeting his goddamn heart attack. Like, come the fuck on, people. Are y'all smoking crack? Motherfuckers is still smoking crack these days. I thought crack, you know what I'm saying, went out with the 90s and shit. Bitches is still smoking crack, man. Why? Yeah,
never tried that.
Man, shit.
My mind's going 100 miles an hour. I sure don't need that.
Alright, you know that. Let's see what Wikipedia got on them. They might have some kind of contact information on them. Let's see. They're a non-denominational charismatic Christian church. What the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? When I say non-denominational, oh, you're Antichrist. What the fuck do you mean I'm Antichrist? I'm anti your goddamn religious belief. Whatever that may be, I'm believing what the fuck I believe in. Don't worry about it. It's the religion. That's what it's called. Don't worry about it. I go to the church of mind your own goddamn business.
That's a good one. Hey,
this was,
feeling better, aren't you?
Yeah, well, this kind of just heated my levels up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to where I can get over, you know what I'm saying? My own feelings. Right about now. Let's see. This is supposed to be the 9th anniversary of the September. We fucked over America attacks, you know what I'm saying? You know, and this is, you know, even up until then, man, they have ain't convicted no fucking body in the 9/11 attacks. They had all these so-called motherfucking Muslims on trial and all this bullshit. Nobody got motherfucking... There was no internal right here homeland investigation done when it was proved that motherfuckers, it was an inside job. No motherfucking convictions up 9 fucking years later, and ain't been no convictions in that goddamn shit.
Yeah, and the people that were involved, that, I mean, not involved, but were hurt and felt the explosions and were in the building and heard the explosions and got hurt by it, mysteriously people are dying. That are talking about it, that are saying there were explosives in the building. There's a YouTube video on it.
Yeah, it's more than one video that shows what it.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, yeah.
You know, I already, from the time I watched that shit just didn't seem kosher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, out of all the places in the United States. How the fuck you flying all the way across the world, you know what I'm saying, which that's what it should have been. Technically, if it was done, it should have came from some Muslim country. It wouldn't have came right here from a goddamn American airport. Two American motherfucking airlines. Cut the fuck on, people. Cut the fuck on. And we ain't had a hijacking before that. Incident, and we ain't had a hijacking after that incident. 9 years, we ain't had no motherfucking accidents, no takeovers, no the plane just happened to crash, no bombings, none of this bullshit. Man, keep it moving. You damn sure ain't got me fooled by that fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? And people, you better open up your mouths. You better keep motherfucking spraying this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you're going to leave this goddamn country and everybody living in this bitch in a bad way. You're going to die one day. You might as well die telling the motherfucking truth. Truth hurts. And if it hurts so bad, then kill yourself if you can't motherfucking handle it. Because you don't deserve to be here.
One thing that one thing I noticed is that when I'm on the airplane, your cell phone don't work on the airplane.
No, well, technically, you ain't supposed to even, they tell you not supposed to use your cell phone on the plane.
I tried to use my camera. Go ahead.
It interferes with the onboard, the captain's instruments. Now, these sons of bitches got $1 billion worth of motherfucking equipment, and you telling me some goddamn little-ass fucking handheld device is jamming up y'all motherfucking shit? That's kind of scary. So you telling me a motherfucking terrorist can just turn his cell phone on and jam the fucking plane up?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Or eight terrorists can sit on the plane, turn their cell phones on at one time, and crash the plane. Come the fuck on, man. That's because they don't want you motherfuckers calling like they did the last time where they lied to us and they had bitches calling from the goddamn plane. Well, there ain't no records of that shit.
Please, it don't work. I've been up there several times, tried to use it to see if it worked. It don't work.
Yeah, that's what they claim.
You can't get a signal up there.
That's what they claim. They claim that that people called minutes before the ship hit from the plane. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they claim. You know, people call their families and all. Where are all those family members at? You know what I'm saying? Where are all those books at? Where the books at? Normally, when after tragedy, you know what I'm saying? The only motherfuckers that wrote books was the motherfucking politicians or politrics. You know what I'm saying? Who knew what the fuck was really going on? Why none of the families came out with autobiographies and all this about the 9/11 shit? You should have seen a slew of books. You know what I'm saying? And people should have been making money off of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody that's talking and telling the truth about it is getting killed. Looks like suicide, accidental death from planes. You know, several planes have crashed with people that were injured or heard the explosions or are talking about it. They're ending up dead, mysteriously. Come on.
Shouts out to Sirius, honey. You know, see it chilling up in here. In March 2010, local officials began an investigation into whether the church, and then this is getting back to the old church, into whether, because they had a financial controversy, too. So they could be doing this shit for, you know, you trying to make some financial gains and gain sympathy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Which is what most crooked-ass motherfuckers do anyways. You know what I'm saying? That's why they get these churches. So they don't have to pay taxes, you know what I'm saying? And then they just rape the whole community, you know what I'm saying? That's what they do. So in 2010, March 2010, local officials began an investigation into whether the church's for-profit business, TS and Company, which sells donated furniture on eBay. How the fuck do you sell donated furniture? Period. Which brings me to the point like the Salvation Army, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When the Salvation Army first was motherfucking established, it was to help out the poor. You know what I'm saying? You can come in there, you can get you some free clothes, free shoes, you know what I'm saying? And it was state funded. So it didn't need a motherfucking charge. Now every motherfucking Salvation Army you go into, because they collected so much motherfucking shit, and people have been so sympathetic, thinking that, oh, I'm going to donate my shit because they're going to donate it and give it away to somebody else who's needy. No. You go to the Salvation Army, that shit got prices like the goddamn thrift store. And I mean, the thrift store nowadays is selling motherfucking $5 and $6 motherfucking pair of jeans and shit. Like they're a goddamn retail store brand. Like they JCPenney's or something. Okay. Go back to this hill. We got to keep jumping back and forth. Okay, so he's selling furniture on eBay, invalidated its exemption from local and state property taxes, and as reported by the Gainesville Sun, the county appraiser's office said it was not investigating the church's tax-exempt status because of any of its political or religious stances or because of its signs, but instead was concerned with whether taxes needed to be collected. The church has since been assessed some $3,100 per year in property taxes, and then following Jones' announcement of the book-burning event, the bank where the church was has a $140,000 mortgage loan has demanded immediate repayment of the balance, and Jones has had his property insurance canceled. The church campus is currently on the market with the asking price reduced from $2.9 million to $1.1 million. So the bitch still trying to sell out the congregation. He sell that church. What the fuck you think he's going to go and buy another church? Hell no. They're going to take that money and run from y'all motherfucking crazy ass. Tell you, fuck you. Take that. Let's see. This is the local response. The church has been strongly criticized by various local religious and political figures in Florida. And people, this is 2 hours away from me. I really want to ride up there and throw some rocks at the motherfucking church. But that ain't going, you know what I'm saying? That's doing the same thing that he's doing. And this is the point I'm trying to reach. You know what I'm saying? Your actions are uncalled for. They're unwarranted. They make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Nobody took direct. You don't even allow Muslims in your church. So nobody took direct aim at your church. Nobody took direct aim at you. So why are you taking direct aim at an entire religion that you know nothing about based off of individuals' actions? Because if that's the case, all these so-called Christians that been killing motherfuckers at Columbine and in the name of this and the name of that, well, Christians kill the most motherfucking people out of all religions. All the way from the Christian Crusades where motherfuckers murdered mass amount of women, men, and children in the name of Christ because you motherfuckers didn't want to convert or you didn't want to believe in that so-called religion. And I say so-called religion. Alright, anyways, it's been strongly criticized by various local religious and political figures in Florida for its stances against Islam and homosexuality. In response, the Gainesville Interfaith Forum was established in November 2009 with participation from the University of Florida, Hillel, which is the also the Congregation B'nai Israel and Individual Muslim Residents. And the forum's request for the declaration of September 11th as Interfaith Solidarity Day was honored by Gainesville Mayor Craig Lowe. The forum scheduled a gathering for peace, understanding, and hope at Trinity United, blah, 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 okay, blah, 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 on the day before the planned burning. In addition, Mayor Lowe has referred to Dove World as a tiny fringe group and an embarrassment to our community. 20 local religious leaders gathered Thursday, September 2nd, to call for citizens to rally around Muslims in a time when so much venom is directed towards them. Man, shit. Like I say, people, you got to crash these motherfucking churches down. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. I'm all for crashing all you motherfuckers down. Smash every goddamn church to the ground. Build one big-ass punk-ass church like Creflo Dollar, Dollar McKirker, and all the other motherfuckers got, these big-ass churches, and put you punk-ass motherfucking preachers right in these motherfucking churches. It makes no sense for you to ride in a town of 1,000 people, and this shit got 20 fucking churches in it. Or you come to Tampa with a population of, you know, shit, 100,000, and goddamn, we got 1,000 motherfucking churches. It ain't got nothing but 100 people in attendance that can hold 5,000 people in your fucking church, and you only got 100 motherfucking people. In every fucking block you go to, you got a goddamn church. An outreach center that's calling itself a church. So they can get motherfucking state funds, state and local city funds, and tax exemptions and shit. All the while, the motherfucking members of the church driving raggedy-ass cars, can't even hardly still pay their bills. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because they run into this church giving all their time and efforts and money into making this church function, which is taking the function out of you and your household because you all want to run off and play religion. You better leave that shit alone, man. You better leave that shit alone. The preacher's going to motherfucking kill you. You got this motherfucking man telling that his 50 congregation, 50 members in his congregation standing outside like they're a goddamn witch burning or something. Burning a motherfucking religious book. That is a desecration. That is a felony. If you sit up there and walked outside and burnt the Holy Bible, all kind of authorities will be on your motherfucking head. You go out there and burn your textbooks and see what happens. See if the police don't come and arrest your motherfucking ass. You know, but people give too much leeway to assholes. You know, to assholes who they now Sam is protected by the Lord. But I already asked the Lord to burn this motherfucking church down. I'm saying that live right now. I asked the Lord to burn this motherfucking church down. On September 11th, while they outside burning the motherfucking books, make a char burn off of them books, land on that roof, and burn that fucking church to the ground. And may nobody be in that church, but that church burns to the fucking ground. And you take that, you stupid motherfucker, you. You take that. It's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? This world is going to hell in a handbasket because motherfuckers want to sit up here and manipulate the way religion is supposed to go. Religion is about a belief. If you believe, then don't worry about what your neighbor believes or don't believe. Don't worry about what the fuck your neighbor is doing or what he ain't doing. As long as your neighbor ain't motherfucking bothering you and trying to do this dumb shit, burn Bibles in your front yard, hang up fucking signs talking about some, all Muslims are evil, all Muslims are the devil. Yeah, imagine that. All right, so this is what I'm finna do real quick, man. Let me cool down a little bit, and I'm gonna come back to you. We're gonna get into something else, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find some. If anybody got contact information for this motherfucking dude's church, please call me up 347-237-5125. I'm trying to I wanna call this dude up, man, and actually talk to this crazy ass fool over the fucking phone, or anybody in his damn congregation. You know what I'm saying? That can tell me, you know, what is the justification behind what the hell y'all is trying to do.
Liberation, naturally, spiritually, physically, we are Christian. So then,
So weird too, man. When you start looking up religions and all this, you don't find Christianity. You don't find Christianity until you might as well say the 90s, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's old. But Christianity is a new age religion, man. You know, Christianity wasn't around when Hinduism was came about, Buddhism came about. You know what I'm saying? Islam and all these old pre-religions. Matter of fact, old Wikipedia breaks that down for you too. And that was like, wow. I thought they would have been like, you know, somewhere in the forefront. No, they in the back, way back. You know what I'm saying? Like way back. Let's see when goddamn Christianity motherfucker came about. Let's see. Yeah. And this is also the problem. You know what I'm saying? This is a big problem too, okay? This first line says, religion is the belief in and worship of a god or gods or a set of beliefs concerning the origin and purpose of the universe. Now, one thing you're going to read or you're going to hear me say is, you're not going to hear me say, is anything that has to do with a motherfucking book. Okay? Book has been... Any book, I don't give a fuck which book it is. The shit has been misinterpreted, mistranslated, and just distributed since its inception. Since motherfuckers have been able to print on their own and manipulate the shit that's on the original scrolls and scripts from back in the days. If you motherfuckers can't read that shit, fuck everything you read in this goddamn regurgitated version of man's religion. That's what you're reading, the regurgitation of what a man wants you to believe is religion. And this is a collection of men. I ain't talking about black men, white men, Puerto Rican men, or none of that. I'm talking about a group of human beings who have found a secret source in life called religion. And it found a way to motherfucking control another person because slavery was too motherfucking rebellious. And that is why you got that was the techniques that was learned from motherfucking slavery. Well, we can't control them as slaves, but we can control them through their goddamn religion. They sold motherfucking religions. They sold pray up to the Lord to help them out of this, to help them out of that. Okay, well let's start playing to that shit then. Huh? Let's make these modern day miracles. Let's put this old miracle juice in the bottle and shit and get some 10 people to motherfucking play like they ill so we could falsely heal them with this goddamn miracle here. And when people start seeing that and start getting that misinterpretation, you know what I'm saying? A false healing, false preaching. Oh, let me touch you. Let me touch you, brother. Let me touch you. Let me heal you. Oh, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. You can't even heal people in your own family. You got your own family, you know what I'm saying, riding around in wheelchairs and broke backs and all this. Why they ain't coming to your church and why they ain't healed? It's damn. Okay. It is commonly regarded as consisting of a person's relation to God or to gods or spirits. Many religions have narratives, symbols, traditions, and sacred histories associated with their deity or deities that are intended to give meaning to life. They tend to derive morality, ethics, religious laws, or preferred lifestyle from their ideals about the cosmos and human nature. The word religion is sometimes used interchangeably with faith or belief system. Belief system. But it is more than private belief and has a public aspect. Most religions have organized behaviors. Christians, Muslims, this shit has been organized because they got these fucking leaders up here, Minister Farrakhan, and you know, everybody before him, what the white dude name was back in the days, old, like Swaggart, Jimmy Swaggart, motherfucking types. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not calling these people false preachers. I'm calling these motherfuckers out because they have a direct control over a mass amount of people. And when you get a mass amount of people and you start preaching hate and you're using religion to do that, you are wrong on both sides. So it's not a black or white issue. You are wrong on both sides. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be about peace, love, and togetherness, and us all coming together as human beings to learn how to survive on this motherfucking planet. That is the basic, that is your basic instructions before leaving this earth. You want, that's your Bible. It has nothing to do with you opening forward in the Holy Bible or reading backwards when you reading the motherfucking Quran. Because you're trying to call another person's religion backwards. And you're trying to call another person's religion backwards. Well, both of you motherfuckers is backwards because both of you missing the motherfucking point of togetherness and understanding and enlightenment. Both of you. So who's right and who's wrong? You're both wrong. And you're misleading people, man. You're misleading people, hell in the handbasket, because you motherfuckers want to stand up there and keep preaching this old, oh, hate Christians. No. No. Hate the Muslims. Ain't no word hate in the motherfucking Bible. It's love all the way throughout the Bible. It don't say hate thy neighbor. Hate thy neighbor's beliefs. Hate thy neighbor's color. Hate thy neighbor's everything. It don't preach that. You know what I'm saying? The false preachers that misinterpret the words purposefully are the false preachers that keep doing this shit. And they getting motherfucking headlines. That's what's dangerous. That is the dangerous part. They're getting headlines, people. They was quiet before. You know what I'm saying? Quietly building their little congregations and shit. Now they're getting headlines. By motherfucking time, I'm going to burn the Bible and shit. What sick shit? How would you even still have members in your congregation after you said you want to burn somebody's motherfucking Bible? Because I know somebody out of those 50 people down in their family line got somebody that's Muslim. But you speaking for their whole, you speaking for 50 people's bloodlines. Crazy, man. It's disrespectful and it's crazy. Alright. Let's see. The development of religion has taken different forms in different cultures. Some religions place greater emphasis on belief, some on practice. Some emphasize the subjective experience of the religious individual and some the activities of the community. Some religions are said to be universalistic, intending their claims to be binding on everyone, in contrast to ethnic religions intended only for one group. Religion often makes use of meditation, music, and art, and in many places it has been associated with public institutions such as education and the family, and with government and political power, which it has no motherfucking place. One of the more influential theories of religion today is social constructionism, which says that religion is a modern concept that developed from, guess who? Ding, 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 Christianity. It was then applied inappropriately to non-Western cultures. Okay, people, let's break this down. What is social constructionism? That doesn't sound like religion to me. That sounds like a whole nother word. Yeah. Well, social constructionism and social constructivism are sociological theories of knowledge. Has nothing to do with religion. That consider how social phenomena or objects of consciousness develop in social contexts. Within constructionist thought, a social construction or social construct is a concept or practice that it that is the construct or artifact of a particular group, meaning Christianity. When we say that something is socially constructed, it meaning it is built on your surroundings. If all of your community all of a sudden started motherfucking playing to the Hindus, playing to the Hindu religion, they will socially construct a religion that will play off of Hinduism. They're not going to promote Hinduism. They're going to construct a religion that's similar to Hinduism, but that's going to drive you back into a one religious, one way thinking. That is what that construction is all about, and social. When we say that something is socially constructed, we are focusing on its dependence on contingent variables of our social self, rather than any inherent quality that it possesses in itself. Thus, our notion of a cousin. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody, your cousin, because you know my roots are African, so. I feel everybody, yeah, we all, if you came off of the slave ship from the tip of Florida all the way up to Michigan, we all motherfucking cousins. You best believe that. We're all cousins. You know, and why? Because that's a social construct. You know what I'm saying? The social construction of it all places us all as cousins. You know what I'm saying? All right, check this out. What this terms include and doesn't include. And what it means to us and does not exist, quote, quote, out there in the world, but only in and through the social institutions that gave it meaning within a culture. The social institutions that gave it meaning within a culture. The underlying assumptions on which social constructivism is typically seen to be based on reality, knowledge, and learning. Social constructs are generally understood to be the byproducts of countless human choices rather than laws resulting from divine will or nature. Actually, so it's not just coming from actually having faith within yourself and believing that it is a higher power that has placed you upon this planet and helps and assists you in your daily lives whenever you need it. That's what they're saying. It's not built off of that. It's not built off of divine will or your divine nature. It's not built off of that. It's built off of your choices that you make. It's built off of motherfuckers standing by watching you because you wash your clothes every day with gain. So they know to put gain on your motherfucking television so every time you turn on, they make you keep using gain. When you can be out there using cheaper product, a wool light, and it does the same goddamn purpose. Socially constructed, people. Got you socially constructed. They don't have you motherfucking under a religious veil. They have you socially constructed using the word religion. So it's a whole other thing here. They have you socially constructed, but they're using the word religion to play off. That's the playoff word. Let's play off this word. This is not usually taken to imply a radical anti-determinism, however, social constructionism is usually opposed to essentialism. All these big dumbass words. They fucking yo. Which defines specific phenomena instead in terms of inherent and transhistorical essences independent of conscious beings that determine the categorical structure of reality. None of this says or describes what they describe as religion. But this is how they motherfucking get you into the motherfucking churches. Socially construct you to talking about you got to take communion and shit once a month. You know what I'm saying? But then you wonder why Sister Joe, she take communion every motherfucking Sunday. Some people are more socially constructed than others. Most people will come to church Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Sunday. Go to the club Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Come the fuck on, people. Man, come fuck on, people. Alright, it's enough of that, man. It's enough of that shit. Basically what I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? Religion right about now, and this Pastor Jones should motherfucking be a prime example of why, you know what I'm saying, we need to knock down these motherfucking churches. Why people should not be able to just build their own little mom and pop church just because they feel that they can save somebody. You don't need no motherfucking building to save anybody. I can save people just by me walking outside and touching them and praying for them. That's how you save a person. Because the religion and the Lord is within you. You are him. You were made in his image. You weren't made in nobody else's image. You weren't made in man's image. You was made in his image. Because if that's the case, then we would all look like men. And there wouldn't be no women here. You see, that's the playoff of words that kick in there. You know what I'm saying? It's not a man's world. Men don't run this motherfucker, period. Men die the fuck off, women will die the fuck off. If women die the fuck off, men would die the fuck off. So without each other, peas in the pod, we will all die because we can't motherfucking eat if there's no peas in the pod. But we got to come together and let these motherfuckers and stop these people from manipulating us like this here. You know, you got to get off of that, people. Fellowshipping is two or more people in agreement on one central matter. That's fellowship on anything. We're fellowshipping right now because we are in agreement that this dumbass pastor and his actions are motherfucking wrong. That's fellowshipping right there. We all pray hard enough, we can make some shit move. We make some shit move. I've done it before through this one radio show, off of simple prayer, people. Simple prayer has nothing to do with me sitting up here quoting 1,000 scriptures out the Bible, 1,000 scriptures out the motherfucking Quran, and it don't matter if I'm quoting 1,000 scriptures and you have no understanding of what the fuck I'm saying. Therefore, I've just done the same thing and misled you just like the rest. We keep it simple on this show. Fellowship is two or more people. We are fellowship right now. And thank you, Lord, for a blessing and allowing everybody to actually come upon this show and find this show and this network. Cause a lot of people get scared when they start hearing, you know, people bashing religion. And we do. We need to smash this shit the fuck down. We need to knock it down like the Berlin Wall. Because it's keeping us divided just like the Berlin Wall. Alright. Enough of the seriousness, people. It's time to move on to another subject. And that is the nutty news, goddammit. Amen, Lord. Amen. Nutty news of the day. Nutty news of the day, people. This is news from around the world, goddammit. And we finna get into it. And I mean, we finna get into it. Nutty news of the day is brought to you in part by nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off the wall news from around the world. And I mean, the world. It's real. And don't forget, people, there's a little proposition out there. This could be true, though.
World was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day.
Smoking kills, unless you kill first.
If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fake, but shit. All right, thank you again.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the FNAR Indie Artist Seminar, presented by...
Listen, I'm supposed to tell
you, Scott Sediba. Going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Miss Mouth, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing, a.k.a. Miss Buffy. Subscribe to the Miss Mouth Times at www.themissmouth.com. And she be saying, she talk a lot of shit, man, you know what I'm saying, especially about people in the industry and all that. She's the gossip diva, and she don't pull no punches, you know what I'm saying. She don't hold no punches. She let it all hang out, so. She do what she do. And don't forget, people, this is almost 9/11. You know what I'm saying? Will you burn a Bible Thursday? Or will you burn somebody motherfucking church down? Namely, the goddamn Dove World Outreach Center. Yeah. That's what I'm asking for, Lord. Burn that bitch to the motherfucking ground. While they outside burning that Bible, burn their motherfucking church down. Fucking right. Right with that dumb shit. All right, here we go, people. We're going to start this thing off over here in China, where 200 commercial pilots faked experience. Wow. Nearly 200 commercial pilots in China falsified their flying experience, Chinese aviation officials have discovered. The announcement follows one of China's worst plane crashes in 6 years, and highlights the high demand for pilots as the country has seen a boom in air travel. Aviation officials began investigating pilot qualifications after the Shanghai-based Chinese business news broke the story. Implicated pilots have had their license revoked or have been ordered to take extra training. You fucked up. If your ass lied about some shit like that, that puts a person life directly in harm's way, you get your ass fired. Shit me. There ain't no motherfucking way. But because there's demand, they got to, you know what I'm saying, they can't just fire all of them. They got to, you know what I'm saying, train a couple of them up just to sustain business. And that's a sad fact, too. You know what I'm saying? That's a sad fact. Shouts out to Old House of Moreau, Heavenly Angels, Mr. Cyanide, and Serious Honey hanging out on the show. And, yeah, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, burning Bibles. Yeah, I'm fucking burning my Bible right now. Goddamn right. Burning everyone in the motherfucking house. Burning all the Bibles. Fuck it. It's going 9/11 is burn all the goddamn Bibles day. Fucking right. We're going to meet up at the fire department. Burn them bitches right there so they can't say it's a fire hazard. Bitch, go get the water hose and put this shit out. All the way across the board. If it say Bible on it, burn it. Shit. Like it's going motherfucking. Newspaper. You think I give a shit if you burn the flag in front of me? I ain't wearing the motherfucking flags. What the fuck I give a care for? That don't make me more or less patriotic. And that ain't going to piss me off or make me give a fuck about you either more. Burning your energy up doing that dumb shit. That shit don't control me. If you let yourself be controlled by material people, then you just a materialistic dumbass person. Let's get nutty. In Oak Park, cabbies cannot wear... Okay. Right. Cabbies cannot wear underwear as an outer garment. Why would you do that anyway? They're called underwear, not outerwear. The village is looking into placing some new restrictions on taxi drivers and companies, such as a loose dress code and a ban on smoking by either the driver or the customer. Cabbies may also be prohibited from wearing some clothes such as tank tops, swimwear, jogging suits, body shirts, and sandals without socks. Okay. They will still be authorized to wear Bermuda or post office type shorts during the summer, but cannot wear underwear as an outer garment. What the fuck is that? Like, who wears underwear? I feel like I just hit 10 lines of fucking cocaine just then, and my mind is totally blitzed after reading something stupid like that. Alright, anyways, no people, don't do the coconina, alright, nothing but the marijuana. In Kansas City, a woman hauls naked neighbor from her home, yeah, by his motherfucking beard, goddamn right. So looks like y'all rendition of Jesus. Jorge Berger, whatever the fuck y'all want to call him. Oh, man. A 64-year-old woman fought off a neighbor and dragged him. Wait, whoa, whoa. A 64-year-old woman fought off a neighbor and dragged him out of her house by his beard after he let himself into her Kansas City home and took his clothes off. The woman said she awoke about 12:50 a.m. to find her neighbor standing over her naked, according to court records, and he allegedly grabbed her arm and said he was just being friendly. All right, first award of the day for Mr. Butt Naked Pants Man. Yeah, let me stand over and put my dick on your forehead, and I'm just being friendly.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood... sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
I think we have a Bible burner on the line.
Come on!
Welcome, konnichiwa.
Hello, konnichiwa.
Running your Bible today, brother. You ready?
Everybody. I don't have
hold
a
your Bibles
Bible,
up, God damn it.
I don't have a Bible. Maybe I could download it as an e-book, but how do you burn that?
Oh. Everybody, burn your internet connection and shit. I don't know. Fuck. Crazy motherfucking people, man. Jesus. Burn some goddamn Bibles, man, please. All right. That is crazy. She made a funny point. Serious, honey, say, how can the white translator give you a Bible to get to heaven?
What does she mean with white translator?
Excuse me, people.
Are you alright, Smiley? Puff, puff, cough. Uh-oh. What are you doing? Anybody else on the line with me? No? Nobody? Smiley, hurry up. I just
got
home.
Damn, motherfucker leaves and go get beer and shit? Fucking right. Today's sponsors, Select 55, Budweiser. 55 calories, but gives you a whole lot of gas. All right. My bad.
That's too much information for us to know.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, y'all might want to go out there and try to pick some up, you know what I'm saying? And shit, it gives you gas, people.
I don't drink alcohol.
Don't believe in the low calories. Yeah. Oh, let me ask you something. What's the religion over there in the Netherlands?
Mixed.
Oh, that's that new religion? Yeah, I'm
no,
that one then.
You got 50% is non-religious. About 50% is non-religious, and, yeah, Catholic is largest, and then you get Christianity.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, please don't say that.
Buddhism, about everything, almost everything.
Catholicism. Not going to get into any religious bashing, but it speaks for itself, you know what I'm saying? Catholics been speaking for themselves for a long time now. Since they done formed the CIA back in the day, all the way up until passing motherfucking clergymen around churches and shit after they've been found out they've goddamn been pedophiles for 20 motherfucking years, raping the goddamn altar boys and shit. You some of the nasty bitches don't kick these people out of church, though. You move them to another motherfucking church. And then move another fag motherfucker from that church into this church so they can just have a new face and with the same old fucking tricks.
Ah, well, same goes for every
all of
Christian,
them.
I guess.
Faggots,
all of them.
Mother- No, Christians murder. See, it's a difference. Catholics take little boys as asses and shit. Motherfucking Christians just kill your ass if you don't motherfucking agree with what the fuck I'm saying. I was going to kill you. Fuck it. You don't believe his name is Jesus? Pow! Motherfucker, you don't like this Bible? Pow! Tell them, see it.
You can't defend that either.
It ain't no sense in defending no motherfucking shit that's been made up since the beginning of time. Only thing that's true, people, is spirituality, and that comes from within. You can't find that nowhere in no motherfucking book. You can't read that. That can only be interpreted and given to you from one person to another. Just like I can give you, only thing I can give you what's in my head and my heart and in my mind and my soul. I can't regurgitate nothing out of that goddamn Bible that's gonna bring you no closer to the great architect, the ultimate, whatever the hell y'all want to call them. Because everybody got a thousand names, and that's a problem when you start getting caught up on hang-ups. You start getting out of the true meaning. And that's just worshiping thyself, believing in thyself. Because if you was made in his image, then you should hold yourself up to the highest expectations and everything else that you do for everybody else. If you go into a motherfucking church and the preacher's telling you, well, you're supposed to come here every Sunday with a nice pair of shoes on, nice pair of socks, and a nice pair of motherfuckers, well, you should do that every fucking day then. Because you shouldn't let a motherfucking man dictate how you're supposed to be carrying out your life. Because you the only one can live your life for you. Believe that. Let's keep moving. In Romania. I think this is our first time in Romania.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. Well, it might have been a while, man.
Let me search for the capital, but I guess you had that a while ago.
Well, witches frighten lawmakers into voting against tax.
Uh-oh, train.
Right. Abracadabra will turn all of you into toads.
Ah, there you go. The capital of Romania, and I thought you mentioned that yesterday, is Bucharest.
Oh, yeah, I did say that, yeah. Motherfuckers like Bucharest. I always joke about Bucharest, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, Martin Lawrence said back in the days, Michael Jackson went to Bucharest. He said, you got to be a bad motherfucker when you get them motherfuckers jumping around. Shit, them bitches got bombs on their back and shit.
That's the truth. Those European, European people can party like everybody else.
Oh, man. No, you were just saying, like, you know, how Michael Jackson can go anywhere in the world, though. You know what I'm saying? He's the only pop star that can go any motherfucking way in the world and stop a war and bring motherfucking peace while he there. Well, I don't give a damn. He, as soon as he get on that plane to fly off, guns and shit start bombing and popping back off. But when he land and he walk through the motherfucking streets, he that is God. That is your representation of God. He put his hands up and all motherfucking bullets stop flying. I don't know what the fuck kind of miracles y'all be looking for. You should have looked down was what was right in your motherfucking face.
Hey, Snoop Dogg can stop a war if he brings enough stash.
Well, hell, shit, anybody can stop a war if that's the case. Shit. Hell, that would be my ammunition, you know what I'm saying? I'm just spraying vapors of weed in the air, goddammit. Vapors of marijuana. They're gassing us. Yeah, until you find yourself laughing uncontrollably. Shit, it's the right gas, goddammit. Shit. Damn, I'm hungry. I got to put this gun down and go eat. Goddamn right. Shit. All right, that's what, well, not that, but that's what Romanian senators may have been fearing when they rejected a proposal to tax witches and fortune tellers. Lawmakers Alin Popovicu and Christy Dugalescu, some name, of the ruling Democratic Liberal. How are you Democratic and Liberal? What? That don't even make no sense. That's like saying the Democratic Republican Party. All right. Anyway, the Democratic Liberal Party drafted a law where witches and fortune tellers would have to produce receipts. They would also be held liable for wrong predictions, a measure which was part of the government's drive to increase revenue. Romania's Senate voted down the proposal. Yeah, y'all better stop fucking with people that you know, you fucking with that other world. I mean that other world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Other world.
The world. Oh man. Oh, people, let me introduce you. The person that's on the line is my co-host. This is Mr. Cyanide. He lives in the Netherlands. I live in Florida. So that's what makes this show so international. You know what I'm saying? And unbiased. You know what I'm saying? You got a white dude from the Netherlands. You got a super burnt black dude from Florida. And we come together in perfect fucking harmony. Like a goddamn Oreo cookie, but I don't eat Oreos too tough, but I'm just saying. And this is the beautiful thing, people. This is how the world's supposed to be working right now. We use the fucking example of how the world's supposed to be right now. Smoking weed, talking shit, and putting the truth out there together. All right. Getting all sentimental and shit, about to tear up. Sorry, people. I'm getting over a cold over the weekend and shit, you know. Kick my ass, boy. My Labor Day was spent laboring in the bed, getting rid of a cold.
Yeah, my Labor Day was an ordinary day job, work day.
Yeah. Y'all don't celebrate Labor Day, do you? What?
No, we don't have Labor Day. We have a day of the working people, but it's not on the same day.
Shit, goddamn Germany got one every motherfucking week. Got goddamn this tog, that tog, this
tog. Yeah, they
tog,
got more than we do.
Them, shit, more than anybody in the world. Well, how the hell they damn economy stay motherfucking up, man? Because damn, they got 365 days in the year. They probably work 160 of them motherfuckers. The rest of them, they partying their ass off. It's a fest here. Germany is the most partying fucking country out of all, everybody. They party. I mean, shit, they put New York to sleep. God damn. All right. Talk about Obama, Mr. Obama. Y'all hear I don't say, oh, I wouldn't want the White House to come down on me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're talking about the president. Well, I mean, yeah, everybody else is, but you're talking about the president. In Ohio, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady out there. Behind Obama are the bobbleheads. Yeah, that's what I would call them anyways. Goddamn senators, fake-ass congressmen. One day, they're in medical jackets. Another, they're in construction helmets. Then, they're sporting college gear head to toe. And it's no accident. The crowd behind President O... Oh, yeah, there you go. No. President O. or any other president is a carefully groomed chorus of supporters chosen to complement and amplify the president's message of the day. Social construction, people. Goddamn social construction at its finest right there. That is your definition of social constructionism right there. Trying to motherfucking build this so-called perfect image so you all will accept this motherfucker's mope. But it's not just him. It's any president that's coming before you and telling lies. So in order for we to get these lies across, and we at a goddamn all-miners convention, well, let's get some hot chicks, some nice-looking ladies to stand behind the president. That'll throw off the motherfucking mental mind thing because everybody be concentrating on the chick with the fucking nice boobs. Social construction, people. Watch yourself. It got nothing to do with your religion. It's called social construction. It's a new word we just learned today, but that shit is... Yeah. All right. They were on full display in Cleveland, applauding, laughing, smiling, and bobbling their heads, along with every nuance of economic speech. I ain't saying his name no more. Oh, goddammit. Fuck it. I ain't saying no president's name. President O, where the fuck comes next? It's going to be President A. President Asshole. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Crazy motherfuckers. All right, let me beam one more person in before I get into this next nutty news article. All right, we're coming all the way from Las Vegas, California. You know what I'm saying? Well, Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't know how you get to California in Las Vegas. You know, they 10 hours a motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? Shit. 702, you in the building? What's happening? Oh, Mr.
I'm
Ivy.
I'm trying to figure out how you get Las Vegas in California too.
Man, cause shit, one got good weed and one got better weed. Goddamn it. Now they go hand in fucking hand. Oh no, let me put it this way. Both of them got good weed. One you get all your weed on, the other one you get shorty.
Yeah, what's going on?
Goddamn Kelly? Pedro. Yeah, you goddamn right, I still remember you, Pedro. Now come back and goddamn Las Vegas is motherfucking on, bitch. I want the other half of our bag, you motherfucking pocket it.
Hey,
on, bitch.
But see, I don't know nothing about that. I'm
shit, me. We know about goddamn pissing out the bag, extra heavy. Shit, that's called overtaxation without representation.
Right. Right. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm in the nutty news right now, but, man, I've been sick over the weekend. And up until I seen this faggot-ass dude get up on TV talking about this goddamn 9/11 Quran book burning, it put a little motherfucking, you know, pepper to my step. So today is dedicated to his dumb ass. You know, it's almost 9/11. Will you burn a Bible Thursday?
Man, I'm not burning my Bible. You can get that.
You know?
That ain't happening. Nah, well, I'm not going to interrupt, man, but I did have something I wanted to discuss with you. With everybody, but it can wait. I ain't in no big hurry.
What the hell?
You know what I'm saying? But what I would like to do is, with your permission, I would like to put a...
Hell, he always do that. I mean, well, give me a few seconds, and I'll let you get your whole spiel down. How about that?
All right, but I'm going to throw a link up in the chat room anyway.
Yeah, run that. Shouts out to, this is Mr. IB the Wise One, everybody, from Las Vegas. And we also have the Spirit Warrior, 320 just jumped up off of here, and Mr. Torque. Oh, okay, I already know what that is. That's about the Back Into Society, help out the felons. Get the felon program on the road.
It's a necessity. It is. It really is. And we need to get more people involved, start getting a lot more information up there. Because, I mean, I can get the information, but I can use some help across the country.
Oh, yeah, know that from other countries, goddammit, because shit. We in Florida, man, right here in my hometown. Well, not my hometown, but somewhere around this motherfucker. Where school bus going too fast. Yeah. Man smashes windshield. Yeah. A Pasco County man upset about a school bus traveling too fast through his neighborhood, reportedly threw a heavy metal object at the vehicle. And the sheriff's office reports that 66-year-old David Kilpatrick tossed the object, smashing the bus's windshield. More than 50 students and the bus driver were on board, but no injuries were reported. That's fucked up.
How about this one? In the Netherlands today, somebody was taking his driving exam. He came into a police check, and the driving instructor had some due paid taxes outstanding, so they confiscated the car.
On his damn driving day.
On the
driving
day.
No, man.
Yeah.
Well, this is for both of y'all then.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, yeah, you gotta love that. You gotta love that. All right, here we go, people. Keep this thing moving, man. Jesus, man. People do that down here, though. I don't see how y'all motherfuckers even send y'all kids to school on the bus. These bus drivers down here, I mean, they're like, you know, they get paid. They get paid by the busload or something. You know what I'm saying? So they trying to hurry up and get their ass to school. All right, get out. Like, damn, niggas, you even going to slow down so we can get out? Shit, no, hurry up. You know, got your kids' belly rolling out the damn bus and shit. We got some fucked up drivers down here, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, we got the alternative right here. Most students, people that go to school use a bike. And then around school ending time, you got lots of school people on bicycles through the city. Three, four, five at a side, swimming over the road, stuff like that. That's not good either.
Oh, yeah, well, we got motherfuckers walking home. Bitches walking 2 miles. They ain't got no bicycles. You get your goddamn bicycle stolen, shit. So, yeah, I had a bicycle at the start of the year, at the beginning of the school week. Yeah, by Friday, that bitch was stolen like a motherfucker, shit. Most people just decide to go ahead and walk it out. We got some cool people here, man. This is the coolest people I ever fucking probably read on the Nutty News. I'm lying like a motherfucker. We in Missouri, people, where the dumbest motherfuckers do the dumbest shit. Well, not really. That's the UK, but jail escapees are caught sneaking back in. Right. It's a first for McDonald County under Sheriff Bud Gow. Never has the Southwest Missouri lawman had inmates break out of jail and then try to sneak back in. Gauss's best guess about the motives of the two men who briefly went on the lam is that they wanted to buy some drugs, have a good time, and get back before anyone noticed.
That's what I thought. They ran out of weed and they had to get a new one. Come
you
on,
know,
let's
man.
Get out of here.
Damn, we done ran. And then they ran out of money and shit. Like, yeah, we might want to go on back now. We're broke. Shit. I'm hungry, too, man. It's almost chow time. Ain't it hamburger night? This is where your taxpayers' money is going, people. In San Francisco. Oh, I don't even know why you would even have this in San Francisco. Right. A jail installs condom dispensers.
Well, that's a common thing in San Francisco.
Why? Well,
I guess it's not a mixed
right.
jail.
Um, The condom dispensers are the latest evolution in a same-sex, oops, I mean safe-sex program. Yeah, that began in 1989 when health workers began distributing condoms to inmates as part of their counseling before they were released. And although sex among inmates technically is nasty as fuck, is illegal, the sheriff's department went ahead and installed the 16 machines anyway. One for each jailhouse pod, paid for by a pair of small grants from UCSF and a Southern California nonprofit, which they're lying. Taxpayers, y'all paid for that shit because you support both of the motherfucking universities and that so-called South Carolina nonprofit bullshit. So in the end, you paid for it. Yeah. Take that, American people. All right, I got a couple more ass, man, and we're going to get into this, IB the Wise one conversation. You know what I'm saying? Bring some enlightenment up in this mula maker.
That's a nice one for all the newcomers in the chat room. Mula
maker. Oh, yeah, all the mula makers in the chat room. What's up, mula makers? Yeah, y'all my mula makers. In Arizona, what the fuck, man? Y'all done gave this punk bitch all this goddamn attention. And look at this shit. I guarantee you after this, the goddamn, what the fuck is Pastor Jones, motherfucker? He gonna do the same shit. America's toughest, so-called toughest sheriff, considers presidential bid. I guess he'll be Palin's running partner, huh? Ho! Let's build another bridge to nowhere. All right. America's so-called toughest sheriff, Joe Arpaio, passed on running for governor earlier this year. But the Arizona lawman, who has become a national figure, I don't know how, for his tough stand on illegal immigration, is not closing the door on a presidential run in 2012. I might as well have, fuck it, put my bid in. If it's going to be that kind of party, you know what I'm saying? Stick my dick in the presidential mashed potatoes. Fuck it. I mean, shit. Arpaio, the controversial sheriff of Maricopa County, heads to the early presidential proving ground of New Hampshire to headline the Nashua Republican City Committee lunch. I don't know what kind of gay-ass long name that is, but all right. Keep this shit moving. Anybody seeing the National Enquirer headlines about Angelina Jolie and old Brad Pitt's little girl that wants to be a boy? Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Let her be the poster child for underage sex changes like you motherfuckers want to do anyway. Twist up the whole goddamn world. Crazy-ass motherfucking people. Anyways. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In North Carolina, restaurant, parents must remove screaming kids. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking right. Kick them in the head. That's what I do. What? Oh, sorry, Pete. Sorry. I only have kids. Can you imagine what I'm doing? Kicking somebody else's kid in the head. Pow! Tell you. Pow! Stop crying. Oh, you hungry. My bad.
You ain't right. You ain't right. Get him to the white meat show.
Oh, man, I'm about to kill myself. I'm trying to get over a cold sheet. The owner of a coastal North Carolina restaurant is fed up with screaming children who bother other diners. So Brenda Arms has posted signs at Old Salty. And that's an appropriate name for that restaurant. Oh, man. Posted signs at Old Salty restaurant in Carolina Beach that read, "Screaming children will not be tolerated." She said the signs have worked by attracting more customers than they actually turn away. But a mother of two, Ashley Heflin, says parents can't help it if their children scream. Oh, yes, the fuck you can. Pop them in their goddamn mouth, tell them to shut the fuck up. Sit your ass down and eat your motherfucking food and drink the goddamn milk so we can get the fuck up out of here. I guess that's why I don't have kids, though. My parenting skills are a little rusty. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Hey, I got a dead daddy's daycare I'm opening
up.
Have you
put any oil on that torture rack you got down in the basement?
Oh, no, nah, man. You know,
that kid-sized torture rack.
That ain't that's the purpose. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that bitch is supposed to be goddamn all out rushing so they get a good workout.
One of those medieval stretching devices.
Oh, man.
You know, you're the only brother I know that took dodgeball to a whole new level, because that was your way of punishing kids. Beat the shit out of them with a dodgeball.
Right. Damn, why
was
the
dodgeball a medicine ball?
You know what I'm saying? Why are the tennis balls so hard? Because they're soft balls. Dip, dodge, dodge, jump, up. God damn it. Shit. We playing with baseballs tomorrow, so you better tighten up the date.
And you wonder why you was never voted Father of the Year.
Oh, man. Hey, my virtual kids love me, man. All right?
Shit, of course. When you get tired of them, you just delete their ass.
Hey, I'm hiring some new set of kids for next season.
That's terrible.
What's the opposite?
Especially when you can get them at Albertsons 2 for $1.
Oh, you know.
Rent a baby? What was it?
Yeah, that's the new Walmart special.
Yeah.
Walmart got a whole section dedicated to rent a kid. What you need, a Mexican? He cleans up the yard very well.
Buy a kid, get a Blues Clues movie for free.
Get a Harry Potter movie. To poison your whole goddamn household. Oh, man, you guys are fucking sick, man. I don't know where you guys get this stuff from, but Jesus. Man. All right, we're in Belize.
Where?
Belize. Where the hell is that at? Belize.
Don't ask me.
B-E-L-I-Z-E.
I might speak at once.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's... I don't know. I forgot. That's some island.
B-E-L-I-Z-E, Belize?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but I know where it ain't.
Let's see. Well, Animal Sanctuary is burned. Oh, man. Y'all got to be fucked up, man. An animal sanctuary is burned for feeding children to crocodiles.
What? For what? Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah. Yeah. An American couple in Belize struggled to figure out their future, their dreams, literally up in smoke after a mob of indigenous Mayans burned down their animal sanctuary. In the belief, the foreigners fed two missing children to crocodiles on their property. Oh, well, this is a problem, people.
I don't think
a local psychic, Miss Cleo, had told the villagers that the Americans had fed the two missing children to the 17 crocodiles at the sanctuary, police say. Yeah.
Oh, no.
People, that is the same thing as motherfucking Pastor Jones coming and telling the congregation that, hey, man, the Muslim down the street fed y'all two kids to the crocodiles. We need to go burn down their goddamn animal sanctuary.
You know that in 99.9% of the cases, the psychics are wrong.
Hey, man, please. They what it say at the damn bottom of the motherfucking television? For entertainment purposes only.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people... Oh, I'm paying $10. This shit better be real. Man, y'all better get y'all head out y'all 4 points of contact and focus on what's real. And that's
and
life,
nobody
man.
Notices the sign that says, please do not try this at home.
None of that. None of that. They just want to read, you know what I'm saying? They just want to read the acid. You didn't want to read the arsenic, though. Oh, I didn't know. I knew it was acid. I didn't know it was arsenic acid, though. What was the fucking difference? It's still going to kill you.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. Well, people just... All right. We got two more left, and we got 10 minutes of felling conversation, goddammit, because you're talking to one. So you've been talking to him for about an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Danville. Where the hell is Danville at?
Virginia.
Oh.
Whoa. That's
what I'm talking about.
There we go. We know who the intellectual person in the room is.
Yo, there it goes. Yeah, I'm going to take you on that. What's that television show where you pick the briefcases? Not.
Right. My briefcase picker is broke.
A woman is arrested for drinking 6 beers with 7 kids in the car.
In the car, driving drunk.
7 kids. What the hell is you driving that can get 7 kids in the car? Must have been a truck because there wasn't no car.
Hey, well, you got to keep in mind, Danville, Virginia is the home of Wendell Scott, who was the first black race car driver to ever win a race.
What?
That's right.
We'll have to get him on the show, Wendell Scott. Get some contact information on him, man.
If he's still alive, I think that's several 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer.
December 1st, 1972, I believe, 72 or 73, Wendell Scott from Danville, Virginia, was the first black car driver to ever win a Grand National race.
And it wasn't a stolen car, right?
He got into car racing after he got caught running moonshine in Virginia.
Oh, that's all I was going to say, running moonshine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, shit. If you can get away from a bitch driving moonshine.
That's the type of lifestyle they got down there. They teach your kids to drive early so you don't get caught.
But they don't teach your kids to drink 6 beers with kids in the car.
No.
So what you talking about?
Well, she was violating because she was supposed to be drinking moonshine.
Oh, well, yeah, then the kids wouldn't have known it was beer.
Right. It'd have been so lit. Going the other way.
Oh, man, this conversation is wrong in so many ways.
It sure is. What happened to drinking good old Gatorade?
You know what I'm saying? Mom used to give us beer at the house. You know what I'm saying? Like when the dog died or something. You know what I'm saying? Like you had a real, something fucked up happened to you. Or she hit you up with a little sip of Thunderbird. That'll knock your ass right on out. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't turn you into no alcoholic. Nowadays, I see motherfucking 2-year-olds, parents laughing and shit. Watch this. This little punk little motherfucker go pick up the whole can of beer and put it up to his mouth and start drinking it. And you dumbass parents out there think that shit is cute.
Mm-hmm. And then they wonder when the kids are
alcoholics. Watch him. He'll go pick the blunt up. I'll slap you in your motherfucking mouth, that kid, pick up that goddamn blunt. And because I don't hit women, I just got to get the fuck out of the house. Because you stupid-ass parents is allowing this dumbass shit to go on.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
But they have something to complain about when the kid starts fucking up.
Oh yeah. When the kid is all disruptive in school because he got alcohol on his breath.
Well, it ain't my fault because what I was doing was just a joke. Yeah, joke's on you.
Mm. Zionsville.
Now you got to bail your kid out of jail.
At 3 years old and shit. Bitch, what the hell kind of shit is that? Zionsville woman is in trouble with police after being stopped for driving while intoxicated with children in the car. A Brownsburg police officer stopped 44-year-old Brandy Pollock. Yep, you dumb Pollock. Oh, didn't mean to throw that one in there. Sunday night after she observed her speeding, swerving, and riding her brakes on West Main Street in Danville. The officer said she had slurred speech and red bloodshot eyes, which could have meant she was smoking weed, but hey, they'll blame it on the alcohol. According to police, and Pollock apologized after taking the second breath test. She then admitted to drinking 6 beers before getting behind the wheel. Right.
Where are the awards at?
Right. Yeah, I'm shit. Get myself an award for not giving no awards on that job.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your...
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, I ran that out of order, people, since she had to get the awards back in the correct order. You know what I'm saying? We got make sure she's properly awarded here. Shouts out to Don Tabor. Coming up off in here, Mr. Steady Baby Powder Fresh J with the Life After Dust Live out there holding it now. You know what I'm saying? What? Which one? Smelly, hello. Hello. What? What? Listen here, people. When I'm doing the news, I'm not in y'all world. If y'all on the bridge, be on the bridge. Because I'm on something totally different. And when I flip back over and look at the bridge, I'm looking at ass, pussy, dick, and I don't even know what the conversation was about. So I'm not finna, you know, stick my head in that conversation. Oh, sorry. Didn't catch that, but alrighty then. What is this? All this 9/11 Bible burning Glenn Beck is diverging to get GOP into power again. It will all go away in 3 weeks. Oh, yeah, I can believe that. You know what I'm saying? That's why they keep talking about the goddamn, whatchamacallit, the mosque and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's being built near ground zero. Who the fuck cares if you put
that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
The dumbest shit.
You know?
The dumbest shit.
You got a group of Muslims who are ready and willing to invest $100 million in a project in an area that everybody else is moving out of. Why the hell is everybody moving out?
Thank you. Because nobody is doing their research and understanding this shit. They listening to the propaganda of the news that says that these Muslims want to come in and build a mosque next to ground zero. They don't hear down the street, around the corner, in a fucking rural neighborhood that nobody give a shit about. They don't hear none of that. All they feel is their patriotism coming back. Oh, well, wasn't it the Muslims that crashed down the towers? Fuck no. It's your own goddamn people when you look in the mirror. You crashed down the towers. Because you are an American. So goddamn it, you the one crashed the towers down. You know what I'm saying? If they all look like us and shit. Because I didn't see no motherfucking dude with long beards and all this other so-called Muslim characteristics. You know what I'm saying? The day before or any weeks after that shit happened, come out and admit anything. Like, they always want to say Muslims or the Islams and all these extremist groups want to take credit for doing shit. Why nobody came out after this shit and took credit for motherfucking knocking the towers down or motherfucking flying into the Pentagon? All you can say is Al-Qaeda. Who the fuck is Al-Qaeda when Al-Qaeda got so many motherfucking subgroups of it? So-called subgroups of it, like the CIA has so many subgroups of it, and motherfuckers that work for them. Come on, people. Stop motherfucking believing that hype, man. Stop believing that goddamn hype. I don't give a fuck if you built the mosque on top of the motherfucking towers, where the goddamn towers used to be at. Who the fuck cares?
Still the same old story of divide and conquer.
That's it. That's it. I mean, hell, half the motherfucking people, they didn't go into the goddamn Twin Towers when the bitches was built. You know what I'm saying? Don't even know what was in them. Don't even know what the purpose of the towers was even for. They were financial institutions. That's all it was. Two buildings, financial institutions with a whole bunch of employees running finances, stocks, bonds, trades, all this illegal shit that's going on that go on every fucking day. So you mad because motherfucking two buildings? Who the hell cares? They demolish buildings every goddamn day that had more historical meaning to it than them fucking towers did. I'm sorry, people. I'm Florida. I ain't from New York. You know what I'm saying? But if I went down to New York, I'd be sympathetic for the people, but I wouldn't give a shit about them motherfucking towers being crashed down.
What's to be sympathetic about?
It's gone.
That's what I don't understand.
Go on.
I don't understand. What is there to be sympathetic about? You got some people who are willing to invest some money to rebuild an area.
They don't care about that. The only thing they care about is the propaganda that got
you're
us
right.
to the so-called 9/11. It was
you're
the
right.
Muslims. It was all the Muslims that brought the tower down.
It was Bin Laden himself and
that flew over.
That's one we don't talk about no more.
Cause he flew over. Bin Laden was the pilot in the plane that flew into the motherfucker. Yeah. Man, please.
When people
really now, you're talking about a building that's five blocks away from the site, and everybody knows New York City blocks are not small, number one. Number two, you're talking about a group of people who's ready to invest $100 million, which means work. And they're not going to import employees from Afghanistan and Iraq and all these other places to come in and rebuild this joint. They're going to bring, they're picking up people right
people.
Here.
Yeah,
local people are getting jobs. Nobody's looking at that.
Exactly. And they ain't caring if they Muslim. They ain't caring if them motherfuckers are Hinduism, Buddhism, or whatever the hell.
Man,
they concerned that this is a failing economy, that you all are saying this is a failing economy. So, therefore, if jobs are coming about, I'm going to goddamn be there because it's a job. I don't have to partake in what the activities of the mosque or what they're doing in it. I don't even have to join their religion if I don't choose to. But in order for me to get paid, this is what I need to do.
Man,
that's what I see.
You know, Muslim, Russian, German Shepherd, or Parakeet, it don't make a damn difference. A job is a job is a job. As long as somebody's putting a paycheck in your pocket that you can take and cash and feed your family and put clothes on your back and gas in your car, what the hell does it matter what other people think? Other people ain't going to feed you or dress you or clothe your children, pay for your kids' school. You know, people need to get up this petty shit, man. I mean, we got so much petty shit going on now that everybody is suffering.
Well, look at this petty shit. How about this? This is the last one, people, and then we're gonna be done with another news. Councilwoman targets low-hanging pants. You won't get a job. And this is in Baton Rouge. And this is what people got. You know, why are you even worried about it? I don't give a fuck about a bitch wearing skinny jeans, even though I can't stand that gay-ass looking shit. I don't give a damn if you want to wear some fucking baggy jeans like you got 12 goddamn bowling balls in your fucking pants. That's on you. That's your style. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if you want to cover your face with veils and jewels and all this shit. That's you. I don't give a damn if you want to be butt-ass naked because you want to be a nudist. That's you. Do you. People just need to do them. Yeah.
That same woman in Louisiana just did a big thing about men wearing earrings.
Come on, why are you concerned? You must have some kind of complex within your own family that you sitting up here trying to, you know, inflict on the goddamn whole population. Because what's going on in your own motherfucking family. And I'm saying, people, this is Councilwoman C. Denise Marcel, who said constitutional issues prevent her from seeking a law to fine those caught with their pants sagging, exposing underwear, so she is instead pursuing a public awareness campaign. Yeah, that means she's just going to publicly try to embarrass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Single them out and embarrass motherfuckers. To discourage young men, which women are doing the same shit now, don't say young men, because women are doing the same shit now, from wearing their pants low. Marcel's resolution, which she said she plans to introduce to council, states those who wear saggy pants are hurting their chances of becoming employable, educated, and productive citizens. What the fuck does what I have on have to do with me learning? Or not learning, adapting in society, or not adapting in society. If I'm an asshole, I'm the asshole. If I got a fucking business suit on and I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole. If I take that suit off and I'm still what? An asshole. It ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck I got on. And it don't got to be written on the back, hey, I'm an asshole, for me to be an asshole. People just come on with that shit, man. People like that is what keep trying to get into the government, just like the other dumbass bitch talking about, she, and it's down here in Florida, she running for government office because she want to goddamn do the same shit like the sheriff is doing. She want the same laws as Arizona here in motherfucking Florida. What right do you have to say that? What statistics do you prove to say that we got the same fucking issues going on that they got going on? We ain't got no motherfucking borders to be crossing to come down here. you got to cross over damn near rivers and high waters to get down here. So why are you implementing the same shit from another state? You worrying about what the fuck is going on in another state and their problems when we don't share the same problems. We don't have the same shit going on here.
Hey,
you got
somebody,
people like that.
If somebody from Cuba gets in their boat and makes it all the way to Florida, come on in, buddy, you're up.
Man, your ass will be done like a Haitian. They'll try to sink your ass out and see. Say your boat accidentally capsized. Goofy Bone, you in the building, my brother. What's happening? Konnichiwa.
Oh, shit. We live. We live up on Starship's Medic Pod. Me and my homeboy, we just chilling up in here smoking a fat one, looking at some wonderful things. What's going on in the world? Yelling at people. Who's acting stupid today?
We're burning Bibles, man. We burning Bibles. We got I Be the Wise One. We got our Bibles, man. We finna burn these motherfuckers. You ready? You got your Quran or whatever kind of Bible, we finna burn it.
Shit. I ain't one to burn Bibles.
Yeah, no, does that even sound correct? Does that even sound, like, any form or fashion, does that sound correct?
And it'll never go over like the burning of the bra back in the 60s.
I'll tell you right now, in Northern California, we're burning blunts right now.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about this dumbass pastor down here that, you know what I'm saying, in 2 days, he plans to burn an undisclosed number of Qurans, of holy Qurans, at his church. At his church, as part of national Burn the Quran Day.
I don't know. You know what? They're taking the religion too seriously. God don't want you to be all serious. God just wants to put everybody in line and say, hey, you gotta walk this line. We all got to walk the line. And when you walk the line, there's going to be some motherfucking challenges. But you got to walk the line. Now, if you could walk the line correctly, you can make it into that proper place called heaven. If you veer off in your own direction, then obviously you're going in another direction. Plain and simple. That's what the Bible says. Well, Mo, can I say? And I'm a gangster. I shoot people. I kill people. I beat people up. For what? My homeboy always laughs at me. Why do you beat up somebody? What, because they owed you $20? Who gives a fuck? You still got to handle your business. Beat their ass. That's a thrill for you. Get the $20 from them later when their injuries are healed.
Well, hey, Goofy, I heard you beat a dude down because he lit the blunt at the wrong end.
Exactly. You write the... You in the wrong end. I'm going to slap you.
Hell nah. Y'all motherfuckers too crazy.
You want the last of this old
boy? Oh, you terrible kid.
Yeah.
Man, this, and then I'm gonna go sign up to your Ning, man. You know what I'm saying? And give it some promo and other pages.
I really appreciate it, bro. Cause I'm telling you, man, this is the problem that we need to fix. We might not be able to do much, but we can do something. You know what I'm saying? Right now, as you know, don't nobody really have no respect for an ex-felon. You've been to prison. You got problems.
Well, I don't have respect for nobody who don't have respect for people coming out of jail period, whether you're a felon or not. You know what I'm saying? People see a criminal record on you, whether you got a goddamn 1,000 misdemeanors. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I mean,
you know, they see a criminal record and they start holding that against you period.
The way you present yourself. You know what I mean? If you go in there looking like a piece of shit, you're going to be treated like a piece of shit.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with being a convicted felon?
Goofy, are you working, Goofy?
Are you working, Goofy? Why don't you think I work, people? Look at my file.
Are you working? No, man.
That file
why
is
am I not working?
An Asian college girl's fucking notebook. That fucking thick, people.
I don't know any Asian girls, so, yeah.
That's with notebook.
Y'all, like, trying to get that picture, like, what the fuck would a notebook look like, y'all?
No,
with an origami and shit?
I really would appreciate it, man, if people would go to the website. If you know anything, post it. We need all the help that we can get with this thing. Cause,
we all good. We live on the video, homeboy.
Yeah. You can't keep complaining about people getting out of prison and then going back. when, if you look at it, when you can't find a job, you can't find a program, you can't find a support group, you can't get no help from nobody, you end up doing the same thing you did to get you put in prison in the first place.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like
they tell you to sell water down here. That's what they tell you. You know what I'm saying? But then the problem with that is when you go out to sell water, then they turn around and tell you, well, now you got to go down and get the permit for selling the water.
That's right.
Okay. So then when you get out there and you get the permit for selling the water, okay, now you're straight on that. Then you get the police to come by and tell you that you can't stand out here in the corner. Well, what the fuck is that?
You got to have a business license.
Because you got to, like, what the fuck? You just told me to get a permit. I went and got a permit. But then you turn around, you tell me I got to have a business license. What the fuck? I'm standing around selling some waters. Because they don't want you to succeed, man. They don't want you to succeed, man. And you take your ass back behind the motherfucking walls where they feel you belong at and get the fuck out of society and get out of our way.
Yeah.
So we can motherfucking implement our shit. And all you motherfucking hardheads that's jamming up our goddamn system, get on out of the way.
Well, y'all go on over to Back Into Society, sign up, show some support. If you got any information, post it on the page, man. Let's get this shit started all across the country.
So it's worldwide, IB?
It's worldwide, man. I don't care where you're from, because everybody where you live got the same problem.
Everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Believe that.
I mean, I already got a little bit of information posted up there from Akron, Ohio, New York, some places in Cali, some places in Idaho. Wherever you are, if you have information where you are about somebody who's willing to help, throw it up there. If you know somebody, tell them to sign up. Throw the information up there. We need all the information we can get.
Amen to that.
And it don't cost you nothing.
You know what make me laugh? They got a shit down here called Homeless Helping Homeless.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? That's a good idea because really, if you look at it, the homeless are the only ones that really care about the homeless.
Man, and what I'm saying is, though, the shit is how the hell I want to call this? They've made a business out of panhandling.
Yeah.
They've made a business out of panhandling, and now they've hired panhandlers. So instead of you out there making your money just freely, now you're actually paying taxes for panhandling.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a registered employee of this goddamn homeless helping the homeless, so now you have a tax ID number. Now you're tracked on all the shit that you're taking in, all those earnings. At the end of the day... Yeah, so at the end of the day, yeah, you still might get a little change out of it, but that's the same shit you could have did on your own without even going through a homeless versus homeless.
Well, this way
you're still making money for somebody else while they sitting back chilling off of your efforts, standing on the motherfucking hot sun all day with a goddamn road guard vest that's got four different motherfuckers advertising on it. Why you got 1-800-ASK-GARY, the goddamn 88 pet shelter, rental wheels? Oh, what the fuck? You motherfuckers serious? And the panhandler don't get paid off of none of that. They don't receive none of that. They don't get none of that advertising money.
They even got to buy their own cook.
Come on, man. Yeah, you got to buy all your own materials. You got to buy the shit first. And then they supply you with the sign to stand out there. They give you the roll guard vest, and then they give you the fucking little bucket. You got to pay for that first, though. Man, please. All right. I ain't hating on the motherfucker that came up with the idea, but I'm telling you now, that's some fucked up shit. That's some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, look, this might be the wise one. We got to bounce, man. We got some things we need to handle.
All right, people. I got to shoot cross town and get me some smoke, man. God damn.
Appreciate y'all giving me the time.
We're going to get this thing together, man. I'm telling you, dog, I got like, shit, about 3-4 people want to come to Las Vegas, which I'm like, hey, you know, y'all motherfuckers bring your ass. I'm not waiting on you. I'm not worrying about you. I'm not even intending on you. Some bitches coming.
Yeah, you go. November's only.
I'm not even intending on you. Some bitches coming. Cause when I goddamn come this time, I'm shutting shit down properly. All the goddamn dollar hot dogs and beers on me.
If I had the money, I would come. But, yeah, a little too far.
Stay at the Wild Wild West.
Goddamn right, where we're going to be at. Shit, that's a fucking Pimp Player. We're going to rename that the Pimp Player Palace. Shit. So the fuck it is when we step down that song, bitch. What? Shit.
It would take somebody like Goofy Bone to find that joint, right?
Dude, that is motherfucker. That's the spot right there.
It takes a smart consumer, goddamn it, to find
there you go.
That's a smart consumer. I'll fuck with that dude anyway. You got down go, because I know he ain't finna motherfucking go out and just try to ball to you. Well, we can ball to your phone. That's what we did. But we had enough money to do that.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you, there's one other option that might interest you. It's called the Budget Suites, and it's $159 for one bedroom, living room, kitchen. All utilities paid, and it's $159 a week.
Bless you.
Damn, that is a lick. Damn, shit, that's $80 a piece.
There you go.
We live with the homeboy Pook. They call him Mr. Pook on the block. You know what I mean?
And you also
for the weekend.
Got TVs, plus cable, plus...
Well, That ain't... Man, listen here. We got a jacuzzi, swimming pool, motherfucking two beds and a TV for a goddamn 25 for $100.
Well, then, shit.
You ain't finna beat that. And we got dollar dogs and beer, goddammit. Shit, I can't stress that. I can't stress that hard enough. The goddamn dollar bills and the dollar dogs, shit. That set my whole fucking weekend off.
Y'all just get here. That's all.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna set it back off right this time, though. You know what I'm saying? We you know, everybody came and had the introduction that time. That was the introduction. You know, this is the second annual, goddamn it, BTR motherfucking host reunion, which you're probably just going to have to say the second annual host reunion because motherfucking BTR don't want to goddamn step up and show us no love, but they'll suck everybody else.
BTR, what the fuck's wrong with you?
What?
Don't be saying that.
Fuck them. They don't want to give us no damn direct money to goddamn get this shit
popped. How the hell you think we got the dollar hot dogs and shit like that? They pay the other shit.
Oh, I forgot. I wiped Miss Fly Lady and it was there. Damn. My bad. They hooked that shit up. My bad. Well, thank you, Bob.
Oh,
y'all
crazy.
Smelly's mad because John C. Sweet dissed him when he was going to go interview.
Man, that shit was off the chain. We got pictures, though, to prove it. Everybody think we be bullshit. Hell yeah, we got pictures. Yeah. Goddamn, Miss Computer, not Miss Computer Lady, Miss Fly Lady. Who the other bitch that was sitting there? That was John C. Sweet, Miss Fly Lady.
Executives, Alan Levy.
That was all at the table? They were just Miss Fly Lady.
And other people. They had the wings off the shit.
Yeah, they were just violating friends.
Yeah.
And friends. Oh, man. Hey, side nine, brother, I promise you, man, by the Lord's grace, you know what I'm saying? If it's meant to be, you know what I'm saying? In next 2 months, you're going to be in, motherfucker. Don't never say never. Don't even worry about finances. You feel me? Because I'm telling you now, I didn't have the motherfucking finances at the time. It cost me $500 to get the ticket. Bitch, that was all my motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? But to have good people that look out for you and you know, stand up in the paint when they say they're going to stand up in the paint, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole beautiful thing about coming, man, and not worrying about shit. You know, when Goofball told me, motherfucker, just bring your ass. Don't worry about shit. I got you. Just get here. And without meeting a person, though. I'm saying without meeting a motherfucker, period. Never met in life. And come from Florida to Las Vegas in the middle of the motherfucking desert where I ain't never goddamn been before. To get, you know what I'm saying, for a person to show love like he your next of kin, you know what I'm saying? Like, he your real blood brother. That's some real shit. And that's why I want to pass off to anybody who I can give the opportunity to do the same. You know what I'm saying? You wash my hands, I'm going to scrub the shit out of yours, and we can make sure this shit's clean.
Oh, yeah, Smelly, my mom said the next time you come to her house, make sure your hair's done.
Oh, well, my hair be cut, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, all my money went into getting there, goddammit. I wasn't worrying about no hair, dude. Nothing else. That's why I wore a do-rag half the time.
But she's looking forward to this, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because she wants to put this big dinner together for everybody.
Gusto.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what's up. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing the dollar bills, goddammit. So, shit, you know. Y'all bring fuck out. We got the beers and shit. We got that on lock, man.
That's right.
Hey, but I came through, though, Smelly. You know what I mean? Shit.
Man, you came way. Hey, and I told IB, now, this is before you got on. I said, all right, now, you know, the only difference between Las Vegas and Cali, both of y'all got good weed, but, hell, we get all our weed in Cali.
I tell you right now.
I haven't heard you say those since.
I do a host reunion in the Netherlands.
That'll
be hard too now, shit. Come all the way over to the Netherlands when we get the tickets and shit, right? Get a group package. Shit, it'll be on the province. I ain't scared to go nowhere, nigga. We can go to goddamn Antarctica if y'all want to meet up there, shit. Now, I don't give a fuck. You know, it just blows me that people are interested in meeting people in this world, you know what I'm saying, without trying to come to fuck. Because that's what the internet has been so built up on. You know, nowadays, it's sexually exploiting people, you know what I'm saying, to meet up and get your orgy on and shit. But this shit here, when we met up, man, that was the most realest shit I ever did in my motherfucking life, man. The most realest shit I ever done in my motherfucking life is hooking up with people from around the world that the only common interest we had is this motherfucking radio show hosting shit. That's some powerful shit, man. And I ain't never spent no $500 on shit. I ain't never spent $500 on shit. And that was motherfucking priority. Like, this November is motherfucking priority. And I don't give a fuck what's coming up. I'm there. I ain't waiting on nobody this time. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. So being on that, I got to get on my motherfucking grind anyway. I can go out and sell some weed lollipops and shit. Get on my motherfucking hustle. Oh, did I say that live on there? My bad.
It's no worries.
Hemp lollipops. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, hemp pops. Yeah, just hemp pops. Right. Right. Hey, shout out to all the homies in the back, man. Boo News.
Oh, no, Boo News ain't here. I'm here with my homeboy Lexo and my homeboy Mr. Pook. And, you know, we over here getting in the dirt.
Okay. Mr. Pook, Mr. Lex. All right, that's what time it is. Well, shots out for motherfucking Tampa, Florida, 813 Dirty South up in this biatch. And that's what we do, man, live on the motherfucking regular game radio show. The Starship Smelly Prize. Who that, what happened?
Yeah, I'm saying what's up, man, up in the house. The homeboy Lex, homeboy Mr. Right. Pook.
That's what it was. And
what's
the speaking
to us,
you know,
Bruiser. Shout out to Bruiser.
Bruiser's homeboy. Bruiser. Oh, okay. You got his dog over there? That's what's up. That was up. All right. Well, look, man, we got to get up out of here tomorrow's Freak the Fuck Out Friday so we can get ready for the weekend and get ready to burn some Bibles on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I think I'm going to drive up to Gainesville, you know what I'm saying, with my motherfucking Holy Bible in my motherfucking hand. Goddamn right. You sons of bitches, you throw that shit on that motherfucking pile, I'm going to throw this motherfucking Bible on that pile. And we just going to be motherfucking just burning some goddamn books today. Because it's not what's inside the book, it's what's inside you. You can always believe that, people. You can burn a motherfucking million books, but if you burn a motherfucking million people, that's what's going to make the difference. All right? So I love y'all, man. And I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. You know what I'm saying? Peace out.
Later.
Yeah.